I had problems. We all have them. And I thought a little brandy or a little wine now and then could certainly hurt no one. I don't believe when I started that I even had in mind the thought that I was drinking. I had to sleep. I had to clear my mind and free it from worry. And I had to relax. But from one or two drinks of an afternoon or evening, my intake mounted, and mounted fast. It wasn't long before I was drinking all day. I had to have that wine. The only incentive that I had toward the end for getting dressed in the morning was to get out and get supplies to help me get my day started. But the only thing that got started was my drinking. I should have realized that alcohol was getting hold of me when I started to become secretive in my drinking. I began to have supplies on hand for the people who might come in. And of course, a half-empty bottle wasn't worth keeping, so I finished it up. And naturally had to get more in right away for the people who might come in unexpectedly. But I was always the unexpected person who had to finish the bottle. I couldn't go to one wine store and look the man honestly in the face and buy a bottle, as I used to do when I had parties and entertained and did normal drinking. I had to give him a story and ask him the same question over and over again. Well now, how many will that bottle serve? I wanted him to be sure that I wasn't the one who was going to drink the whole bottle. I had to hide, as a great many people in AA have had to do. I did my hiding in the hampers and in my dresser drawers. When we begin to do things like that with alcohol, something's gone wrong. I needed it,